We're joined now by our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for doing service on this snowy morning in the Berkshires and in other places. Got a little covering here.
Yeah, if you're out on the roads, please be careful. Well, Alan, on this President's Day, let me ask you, who is your favorite commander-in-chief?
Oh, there's never been any question about that for me. It's always been Abe Lincoln. I love Lincoln. You know, he's a human being. That's what I like about him so much. You know, he was a guy, he was a bit of a depressive. He had all kinds of difficulties in his marriage, that was for sure. But he was a superb person. And he was counted out by a lot of people. But let's face it, his role in the Civil War and making sure that the Union survived is something that is extraordinary. You know, Jim, there are other people who think George Washington, as the founder of the country, deserves the first place. And in fact, he recently won a poll that showed him at the top. And that's because Americans knew that here was a president who had self-limitations. He didn't run for a third term or a fourth. He didn't become a dictator. He didn't want to be addressed, you know, in a royal way. He wanted to be an American. Now, did he have problems? Sure, he owned slaves. When you look back on American history, it's one of the worst spots that we all have. Nevertheless, Americans did think he was a good guy who knew that democracy would flourish if there was limitations at the top. This is particularly important, Jim, because look at what we've got now. We've got a president who is leading what is a democratic republic down a path which will lead to a sort of tyranny. We see that as events unfold. We saw the extraordinary 60 Minutes on Sunday night suggesting that we were in such bad shape that inner people in the FBI were thinking, and Rod Rosenstein and others were thinking about taping this president in order to get him out of here. And everywhere I go, people say to me, well, why can't we just get rid of him? Well, because there are limitations on the way in which you do this. And there's some people who are so anxious to do this, and I get it, because I think this is a terrible president, that they're willing to go to extraordinary lengths to do it. But those methods are not there right now. The ability to get rid of him is not happening because you have a Senate which is scared for their own jobs and will not vote for an impeachment resolution in the House. Richie Neal, the congressman from my district, is very, very smart in advising everybody to calm down and go slow. After all, you get rid of Trump, you got Pence, and we see that. So you have to wait because you're not going to get unlimited numbers of times that you can impeach. You have one, you're going to have one good shot, and wait till the Mueller report comes out, and we're going to see it. So to revert to your question, you know, there were people who hated Lincoln's guts. Nevertheless, he persevered, he went forward, and he made it. And that's why many Americans think that Lincoln is the greatest president.
And we do have more on that Siena College presidential poll at WAMC.org. Sticking to modern-day politics, Alan, do you think there will be a showdown between President Trump and Congress over the president's declaration of a national emergency on the southern border? If Congress votes to disapprove the declaration, the White House says the president is prepared to veto it.
Well, yeah, and they don't have the votes, I believe, in the Senate to override that veto, and they may not even have them in the House. Yes, there will be a huge fight over this. But I think it's a fight worth having. Here's why. Because if it does go back to the president and he does veto it, it'll put even more pressure on the guy. And he has a lot of pressure going now. We saw the extraordinary thing this weekend in which he goes after Saturday Night Live by name and says something has to be done about this. Well, when you're talking about the press and attacking them day after day after day, and when you're talking about television shows which satirize the president saying something has to be done about this, you're basically creating a situation that we have seen as dictators take over around the world when they go after the press. And this is intolerable, and it's worth fighting about.
And it appears Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders is poised to announce another run for president. Alan, what are his chances this time around?
Who knows? Everybody's going to get into this. People will make their cases. You know, the question with all of these people running is who will take votes away from other people in a primary? For example, will Bernie Sanders take votes away from Elizabeth Warren? Will that leave it a more centrist candidate available, an Amy Klobuchar or somebody like that? Joe Biden is still sitting on the sidelines, pulling a typical Biden, waiting, and he may wait too long.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, thank you.
Thank you. It's always great to hear your voice. We hear it during the day, but nice to hear it in the morning.